What is this? Thank you. It's just got like a random grid. What'd you say? Huh, it's a very melted candle. There's no loose thumbs in there. Ooh, stately.
George's gym prides itself on show bars.
It was better grip. It gripped your calluses right off. I don't know. Maybe Leo really likes chalky things. You were spraying your cat, and it was like, oh, there's water in there. Did you say that and then immediately pull your hands off and there was just a cartoon gout of blood? Things that one like sort of wipes down the mats with, where they're like, so, wait, Josh, have you ever been to the Dead Sea? Yep. Why? I have not heard this story. One of the things. So I have two stories. That is crazy. Yeah. Josh is pulling out 30 pieces of silver. Oh, where did these come from? I have two stories. One, I almost joined a Jewish frat freshman year, also looking for Jewish friends. They kept giving me free food, and then they were like, "You're in," and I was like, "Really?" But the other story was that one of the events was like the other people who wanted to join, and like every event they would invite less and less people, and there was like the final event before apparently we decided who got in, and they were like chatting with folks, and one of the kids was like, "Oh yeah, I'm in this. I'm in like a lot of Jewish organizations. I'm also in J Street." And I was like, "Oh, I don't know what that is." For those of you who don't know, J Street is like organization. It's like, "Hey, Palestine should exist." And he said it, and everyone in the room got so quiet. And I was like, "What's happening? Huh?" And then the next event, I was like, "Hey, where's blah, blah, blah?" And they're like, "Yeah, we didn't invite him back." And I was like, "Hmm." And then I found out later why they didn't invite him back. And I was like, that's a lot. It was weird vibes. And then the other story, when I was a junior in high school, the summer after it, I went on like a mini birthright, and we went to the Dead Sea. And the thing they tell you is, you know, if you have any open wounds, don't go in the Dead Sea, and also don't pee in the Dead Sea. And so we're all standing there, and all of a sudden, this girl just starts screaming, like, just like banshee shrieking, and she's like trying to stumble out of the water and like can't make it, and so all these people basically pick her up and rush her to the showers, and apparently it was quite a scene in the showers, and she did pee in the Dead Sea. There was a girl on this same trip who got so constipated she had to go to the hospital. Yeah. Nope. No. So it was all these. It was like a bunch of kids, and many of them had not traveled for an extensive period of time, and we were not always in like the nicest spots. And so there was a bunch of folks who were like, "I can't poop unless it's in my house."
I mean, every time we play, we level up.
Hundred 10% yin. Oh, last week when he had three extra fingers, he did have three toes on each foot. He needs the extra toe. Is there like a periodicals section in this library or like current events from around the Faerun? That's fine. Okay, cool. I would like to track back to the furthest example of someone hearing the Ember call, and then using that time frame, see if there's any other weird cults popping up in other parts of the world. Oh shit. Why would somebody do that to Path Builder? Dang. I would like to try and convince the librarian to help me in that sort of help where it just ends up with them doing all the work. That's much better. Josh, can you would you mind pulling up the Jonathan Skyfall? I got an 18. Okay. I will. You said Arcana? I got a 12. I'll just turn to the group and I'll say, all right, I'm doing this until we have something better to do, so. To find big booty bears. Ooh. Wow. The Ark Dog.
So.
About an hour and a half in, I just look up Arctos and I go, "Hey, look, this one's a little cult to you." It's like five guys here in Calaria. They have t-shirts. They're in jail. Immediately after he says this, you walk to pick up one of the papers that Johnny has just discarded and realize he's been pulling from Johnny's discard pile. On the 3 hours. I call Anzu over and have him assist in this. Anzu, there's something here. Me and Arctos are just too dumb to figure it out.
That means that they don't think they can. That's bad.
Josh, so that answers most of my questions. The other big thing I want to know, there's no, like, no one's out there hearing, like, Giant Song or Esoterica verse. I don't even know what to
say. Yikes.
This is sort of a lore question. This might be above Johnny's pay grade. Is the Horizon, like, completely separate from the World Tree / the Wick? Is that, like, a totally different... Are those two totally different concepts, or is there overlap there? Ooh, 26. Okay. That's all my questions. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's a good call. Super giant. Giant, Pyre, Herald, Esoterica, the Dattler and Waldorf. That seems like a bad, route to go. I mean, we don't have any confirmation that they are reaching out, though. That's the thing, because we only know that Pyre has definitively reached out. You think he's double dipping? You think he's doing Void Song and Regent Song? We haven't confirmed this in the Void Song. Ought confirm that one. It's like it's all metal music, but some of it's death metal, some of it's fire metal, some of it's new metal. Yeah, which is odd.
I think void songs are different.
Yeah. Because we've heard. So, here on Faerun. I had a theory it was the opposite, and that the vocalist reached out for a completely unrelated reason, and their reaching out somehow was like a beacon for the outer six to be like, whoa, hey, look at that place. We don't know that. Oh, I have a theory for that. I think that the vocalist is on the other side of that wall at the end of the void, and whoever's putting this whole journey together thinks they need a billion iconoclasts to break through and get to them or something. I don't really know who's going to. What about those two that we met were part of I don't know if 99% of the people we. I feel like we just run into a lot of bad people. Everyone at the Sin and Tonic's pretty cool. We don't know that. We don't know that all the party goers were bad. Was there anything on, 12-1? All right. We go. I think Benny suggested poke around. Is he at the prison? I like Benny's suggestion of poking around. Perception. Maybe. Ooh, I see everything. Yeah. Bro, if you roll better than me, I'm gonna be so mad if you roll better than me. I got a crit 32. Oh, nice. Slide up next to them. Oh, good. You guys are you're alive. We were worried. Oh no, we got back earlier, but we're on the hunt. Yeah, we got several clues. We did five things, six things, five things, I think. Fight ring, fairy ring, dice. Anzu didn't get his hand cut off. We got a lot. Oh, yeah. That's what we're looking for, too. Oh, you guys have been busy. Well, do you want to work with us and not kill us? You can use diplomacy. You don't have to kill everybody in your path. Did you just say no? Yes, but nobody dines this way. Have you?
Is
Jura around somewhere?
Not this line of questioning. Different line of questioning. I'm back somewhere else.
I mean, these two are crazy. Well, did we get an invitation? Did Omari get an invitation? Did we ask him?
See you guys.
Hey, Ginny! Tried to take him online. Ginny, have you seen Omari? Hadn't. No, that's okay. Yeah, we're just checking everyone. Here. Yeah, we don't know that Omari, we never talked to him. He could have been there last night. I don't know. You guys know him better than we do. I don't know anything about him. So. Let us know if you need some backup for the takedown. We're going to try and jump this dude, and the Wept is going to be there. They're the hired henchmen. We're the people that the little eyes wanted us to kill. They had crazy guns. Yeah. Yeah. It's like tool proficiency, tinker's tools. Is Dura around? Is she hanging out? I'll peek in the garage. Hey, Dura, quick question, uncar related. Do you have any contacts through your days as a run gunner in Prime Meridian? Yeah, that'd be great. We're trying to get in contact with the heart there. We're on a scavenger hunt. No worries. Thank you. I'll buy you a drink for this. I'll buy you one that's not free. That's it. That's all I got. Yeah, that's yeah. Should we game plan? Should we discuss that a little bit more? I feel like we kind of got all that information, and then we're like, okay, we'll figure that out later, and now it's kind of later. What we want to do about the Ember Call. And that's sort of a big thing. I heard about this party that happens every 2 weeks. Maybe we can get an invite to that. Yeah, it sort of seems like the only thing, but I don't know how people get invited to that. I mean, when we read his diary, it mentioned Twelwyn, but I don't think it mentioned, it like gave us some locations. I don't know if he did. I think he might have had an alliance.
Big leap.
We really have no leads on that one. No. Our thing with Ember Call was that they wanted to destroy the planet. That's the thing with Ember Call. Sleeping. Do you have stuff you want to buy? Wow. Ooh. I'm going to turn to Anzu while we're doing this whole thing. Okay, Anzu, I like your idea about the sewers. What if we sneak into the party? We go down through the sewers one Saturday night, then we sneak into Embercar or into Teller's Run through the sewers, get up into there, go into the party that way. They've got to have a. Okay, a building that big probably has a pretty deep foundation. That's engineering. A building that big has a deep foundation. Doesn't matter. We'll just chisel through. We'll Shawshank Redemption it. Excellent. I have another question that is not related to my conversation with Anzu. Josh, I have a mechanical question. When Anzu unleashes his psyche, he becomes stupefied two for, or stupefied one for two rounds. Would this spell counteract the stupefied? Like if it goes off successfully? Okay, then at some point I would like to buy a copy of this and add it to my little bard spell book that I have. Great. When Path Builder comes back up, I will add that in. Okay. It's good to know. I think at this level there. Maybe. There it is. No. I think normally I do, but I'm expecting a visitor, so no. I'll reach over, grab my sunglasses in this pitch dark room, put them on, then I'll just say, "Help! I'm being robbed by a ghost." It's like very deadpan.
It makes you feel better. You did get me the first, like, 6 dozen times you did that, so I feel like it's about time I got one on you. Hey, man. Everyone but me gets old. Oh. I'll give him a big hug. Oh, poor man. Oh, I missed you, Donnie. It's bad out here. It's worse. It's bad. Hey, you ever take a walk somewhere and you're like, wow, it's so beautiful and nice, and then you accidentally step in a hornet's nest and you're like, wow, there was nothing I could have done to prevent this one except not walk on this path. All right, well, you know me, I always step in the hornet's nest. Yeah, oh, man, here, you stay here, I'll get us drinks. We got a lot to catch up on. Okay. A little spooky. It was fun. Come on, you gotta try my friend Ginny's eggs, the worst thing you've ever tasted. Come on. Always a time for eggs. Yeah. And I'll get us a couple of drinks and some eggs, and then I'll just tell him everything, like from the moment I left until right now. Not leaving anything out. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I'm sort of in that now. I gotta know where it ends up. Remember when we thought this would be a vacation for me? Yeah, going back to the other thing, how's everyone doing, by the way? I haven't reached out, but you keeping tabs on them? Are they all right?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep him in the loop, but it's kind of tough. I appreciate that.
Donnie.
I don't either. I pull out the little Sable and Sons thing. Did Red or Smiler tell? Did Red tell you about the guns? That kind of tracks because, you know, everything's coming from somewhere these days. Donnie, you got to meet this kid I'm working with. He's like 9, grip like a 25-year-old, full-grown man. Crazy as motherfucker. No. I have no idea. He's from Belvedere. I think he's some sort of super soldier. He's got a permission slip. But also, this might be even crazier. You know who else I'm working with? Sir Arctos.
Yeah.
He's never been outside his house. We were at a party earlier, and his go-to conversation topic was he asked what someone thought about the Midnight Sun.
Yeah,
I don't think they took it well.
Yeah.
We really needed someone who could heal.
No,
the bear can heal. Also, it's kind of, listen, he got me into, just no questions asked, really. I walked into, Vrain, is his name Vrain? Vane. No questions asked. I was in Senator Vane's house earlier.
Yeah.
No, I didn't want to stir up too much trouble the first time. I'll be back. Yeah. That's great. Also, there's a really cool bird guy. He's nice. I mean, I've seen him kill more people than anyone I know with his mind, but yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, it's crazy as shit. I mean, I think telling everyone the world's gonna end is not helpful, and hopefully, I mean, unless you happen to know a way into Teller's Run or have an invite to the party that goes on every Saturday. That's kind of the problem we're working on right now, is getting in. Yeah. Could be common ground. That's kind of all we're working on these days, is the long shots. No. Yeah, since everything went down, I haven't heard anything from him. I died once and it wasn't, so I don't know what's happening. I mean, I was never excited when I die, but I was kind of excited to see him again, and that it was this guy. I don't know, Donnie. There's something bad about him. I would love that. It's good seeing you, Donnie. I appreciate you coming by. Always, I'll waggle the little chess piece. And you know, if you need me, I'm always here. Yeah. Hey, if you want to come, we get one vehicle. So if you can fit in a vehicle. Yeah, it's crazy working in an organization where everyone's just like, do, 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 here's it all happening, and there's no dead drops or, you know, meetups, and everyone knows each other's faces all the time. It's wild. Us four, one of us is dead. Yeah, just about. Oh, there is one thing you can do for me if you have the time. There's these two twins named Anai and Anuk, and they're the craziest motherfuckers I've ever seen. If you can find anything out about them, but also stay out of their way, because their first option is kill people. Nope, they're just like two people who are in Iconoclasm, and they're also very strong. There's something weird about them. Oh shit. Okay. Oh no. You too, Donnie. Yeah. I'll finish his eggs.
It's like four. It's like 4 a.m.
Pulls off his hood, full armor.
No.
There's sort of a lot going on when he died. Me and Benny had a nice moment at the docks. We had a nice moment there. Do you think we should? I'll come back. That's funny. You think we should? I don't know, you're a holy man. You think for holy reasons we should let them know? think we've been to the offices. Just send him a fax. Argyle is dead. No. I think the fax is a better answer at this point. Let's go.
I know exactly where it is.
I got a crit 30.
I know exactly.
Everyone's like, where is it? I'm like, I know exactly where it is. Why? I don't know. Don't worry about it. There. I look over at Benny and I say, talk about lateral integration. I mean, I feel like it's not a bad idea to just say, hey, we would like to talk to Bahart and explain exactly more or less why, and say, I mean, I think this answers that question. Like, if we lay it all out and they say, nope, get out of here, then we know we have to go for a different approach. Well, we'll just say we're Spartleby Jones and his hired henchmen. Once a session, I remember you're a bear. I mean, I can disguise you, but you're still. So I can keep you. Well, maybe we just go in and we say, hey, we're here to talk with Rapid Connection regarding the competition that he is part of. He has something that we need and would like to discuss it with him.
It's got to be.
Yeah, it's got to know it has something of value. That would definitely change the contest. We have to fight this heart for the thing that it found. Yeah. I mean, no harm in asking. Mention the competition or no mention the competition? Okay. Sorry, one clarification question. Metal rod or like metal spikes? That's already scary. Hi, a friend. My name is Salvador Van Warhol. I'm something of an art curator here in town, and I'd like to speak to the Heart Rapid Connection. I know he's a fan of art, and I believe I can offer him my services, but I need to know sort of his tastes, so I was hoping to speak with him. That's gonna be I still have one hero point. Do you think a 24 is good enough? Yeah, I'll keep the hero point. We'll stick with the 24. I'm gonna reroll it. Too late, I used it. I shouldn't have used it. I did one better. Vam Warhol. Sorry, not you, rapid. Okay, is there somewhere else that I get? Where would I speak to him, them? Okay, not you, rapid connection. Are you? Wait, I lean in close. Am I speaking to Rapid Connection at this moment? You're using we as though you and Rapid Connection are is like a royal we, or we as in a collective, as in you, Rapid Connection. He's missing out. Oh, whoa, whoa. I have some great up and coming artists. The front. Ooh, I got a 19. Where was that 36? Yep. Yeah. Get out. Little devil told me about him. Well, that depends on. I don't really know what he likes. Someone said he was a big art collector, but that was kind of all the information I got, so I was trying to get a meeting. He's an oil painting guy. I can get whatever he wants. I just need to know what he wants. No, I just don't know what kind of art he wants to buy. What was the name of the artist, Josh? What was the name of the artist who did the painting in Vane's place with the I have a Kellum Quinn, I think he may be interested in. Painted over something very interesting in the center. I got nothing. I can't reroll it. Wait, let's try that again. I do have something. Damn it! It was worse. Bam. All right, well. Can I get your name if we come back with the Are we still inside here? Let's go in. I don't know. I feel like I kind of blew that one. Sorry, guys.
Now I got something really good.
Where's the Mona Lisa? Let's go steal that. You could argue the question. Okay, step one, we go to a museum, we figure out what fine art is. Okay, to the Clarion Museum of Art. The finish is important. Oh, I. Yep. No. Can he see us? Even better. That's worse. That's so much worse. Why are you talking about him like he's, are you talking about him like he's his own being? Nope. See you guys. See you next week. Ooh, cat.